Blog Talk Radio.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy, and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kango hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old, can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady, hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he can come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can, she was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry. Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
Now, would have been good if I had a damn phone unmuted. I don't have a whole damn 10-minute conversation with myself. All right, let me run all that back. We live in the building. Y'all say it was spelled so good, man. Representing 81 Trey, you know what I'm saying, doing real big. I'm going to have to give y'all a whole nother spiel as I come back after this song. We got to play another song. And that's what we do here. We feature the hottest indie artists from all around the world. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it goes. We're going to play one of these new cuts. This is Black Rose. The song is called We Robbin'. So check this out. Be right back at you. Live right here on Record and Game Radio. Straight Load Records. Goofy Bone. 408 is in the building. This is how we doing it. Yeah.
What's good, Mo? That Rose Wave, nigga. You know what it is. It's 108. Southside. No strangers. Yeah. Shit is real out here, baby. About to flood you out that Rose Wave, though. But don't forget. I pop your head off. By my side was a song that we made. But it's real life. Niggas getting hit with the Mac or the steel knife. You be forever seven. I'm like whatever's clever. And Black Rose ain't 11 letters, you dumb ass. You know what it is when we want cash. Run up on a nigga four deep, none masked. Some niggas take what they want, some ass, they give it up real quick, man, when that gun flash. Smack his cup over, take all of the bum cash. I don't wanna chase him, he run fast. Getting the dough, infinite flows, ripping the shows, grip it and blow. Dipping the Vogue, niggas get low, figures to grow. Bricks in the road, snitching, get a ditch in the road. Flipping the blow, dicking your own, niggas should know that you getting robbed. 108, nigga, it's the mob. And every day we on a different job.
Fucking faggot. It's Black Rose, baby. It's your boy Peso. Your money mo was popping. Three bricks. We got him in the motherfucking studio right now. We gonna shake out. Yeah, my nigga ready. MIA for a minute, we pop it, nigga, let's get it. I'ma rob him for the young shit, stick him for the young style. See me in the streets, I'ma drip it then smile. Y'all ain't homies, yup, y'all ain't homies, you were not dead when I had to beat that case for me. 10 G's landed me a free man, damn, now I'm back on the streets with a plan to expand. Fam, you ain't fucking with this Black Rose plan. The gat loads, Mac blows, niggas like, what you know about this life that I'm living? Niggas think I'm house sitting, I'm just playing my position. Listen, never shit where you sleep, cause niggas creep where you eat. The streets full with deceit, that's why I'm clutching my heat. I guess the way the streets got me is cold and twisted. My attitude is fucked, but my flow's gifted. The road's the piss, just know
money
you shit. Listen, you slithering snakes, snitching, you constant fake bitches.
Drip season, volume 3, I want everything. Your wallet, your watch, and even that wedding ring. Nice aim, no telling what the Desi brings. And with the Desi, I can catch you off the devil's strings. I don't talk, you can speak to the West Sun. We can pump it up like Exxon. All I keep close is my wet bond. I'm over the top like my neck long. No homo, but you homo if you thinking wrong. And the jukers catch jukes off his damn song. He feel that burn in his leg, took his pants off. With this rap shit, he's running like a handoff. The damn boss, I be gone in a tan Porsche. Full speed, hold your chest like a damn cough. This a juke, take that bling in the blame off. Now I'm back in the days like Diane Ross.
Good. It's your boy ready back in the building. I've been in my A for a minute, but it's all good. I mean, Black Rose, what are you? Timo was good, Famil was good. See my man Briggs back in the building was poppin', homie. Murder what it is, I'm sitting back thinking though. Right hand on the ratchet, finger on the trigger. Sitting back with thoughts of robbing a nigga. Today is the day I'm trying to clock mad figures. We don't give a fuck what you do at home if you bitter. Cause when we run up, run it, we know you gon' bitch up. Put the gun in your face, faster than you hiccup. Now you trying to switch up.
saying he a bishop. Church or no church, homie, you gotta get his shit up. See more running targets, murder took his wallet. The mill's at the corner, yeah, he looking for them coppers. This nigga standing there frozen up like a comet. But if this nigga run, them bullets coming out the socket. Nine took his time out to just pray, while his face all sweaty like he ran in a race. Guess he picked the wrong day to walk down on Friday. We took his Rolex, his chain, even his suitcase.
Yeah, we bring this thing right back live to you in the building. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Yeah. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, I hold it down, man. Wrecking the Game Radio, live at the 81 Trey. Y'all already know. Shouts out to Trey Folk. This is how we do it, man. And special day, man. You in the lab with Smelly, you know what I'm saying? I do what I got to do to educate the world, you know what I'm saying? You got to do is open up your eyes and your ears and you will learn something, you know what I'm saying? You're never too old. You're never too young to learn, you know what I'm saying? I always believe that. And once you stop believing that, then that's when you stop learning. You know what I'm saying? So pay attention. And what we're doing live right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm blessing everybody, you know, with turning you on to some technology. A lot of people don't even know about a stack burner, what a 7-CD duplicator is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know what the purpose of it is for. And if you're an artist, this is detrimental to your success. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get a lot of your CDs out quickly, you know what I'm saying? When I have to sit up there on the computer and burn one at a time, or you know what I'm saying? Or go to your friend's house and use their computer so you can have two computers. I've been there, done all that. And then that's how I'm back. And I'm, you know what I'm saying, found out the technology. And technology is about sharing. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. So that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Bringing it to you live. You can check us out on tinychat.com/186deuce. Or click it in the chat room if you happen to be online. That's blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. You know what I'm saying? Tell all your friends that indies are the superstars around her. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. And we play all the heat, man, when we get into it. So shouts out to Black Rose. You know what I'm saying? We're Robin. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them boys. And if y'all want to tune in, get some technology, some tech savvy information that really can help you. You know what I'm saying? Come over to 186 Deuce and check it out, man. We live on the cam. We got the cameras up and running. My dog Goofy Bone is live, sitting right there, doing what he do, putting it in the air, because we don't care. We out here, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big for the world. For the world. And if you don't know, then motherfucker, check my style. Shouts out to Red Shades, man. Let's go, Boston, stand up.
flash like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Fuck that. Proposition 420, you know what I'm saying? That's for all my real smokers out there. Yeah, that's Proposition 421 to ban all cigarette smoking, period. I'm there. I already signed it. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. I ain't trying to kill you because you're killing me. You know what I'm saying? I just want to eliminate the problem. So everybody need to smoke that good Mary Jizane and just, you know what I'm saying, ease your brizane and stop tarring it up and everything else that's in a cigarette, man, that's just nasty. It's just nasty. Ugh. Down with cigarettes. Down with cigarettes. Up with hope. Something like some Jesse Jackson shit like that. Y'all already know how we doing it, man. Live all the way up motherfucking GA. I got one of Atlanta's own superstars, you know what I'm saying, representing the 404. Also showing all black folk that, yes, there are jobs out there. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga is at work. Shouts out to my dog, Ballhead. Is in the building, people. I ain't got no hand claps for you, but.
What up with you, man?
Hey, what's going down, man? Shouts out to my nigga, Ballhead, in the building, man. Y'all already know. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. You live in the building, homie. What's happening?
I'm chilling, man. You know where I'm at work, getting it in.
Hey, getting it in. That's what you got to do, man. You got to do that. But hey, everybody talking about it ain't no damn whatchamacallit out there. Oh, okay. I'm a nigga right there. That it ain't no jobs out there. Shit. Burger King open, goddamn it. McDonald's still serving a billion motherfuckers with a now hiring sign. So that's got to tell you stuff. That's got that now. Okay, that 13-14 hour truck driving job you've been trying to get. No, that's looking a little slim slow right now.
Yeah.
Gas high, you know what I'm saying? The maintenance on is high, the economy is in a whatever the hell it's in. You know, shit just ain't floating properly on them big boy jobs right now. So, you know, sometimes you got to settle for that $8 an hour job, you know what I'm saying, until you can get back to that 13. You know, just don't lose the skills that it takes. You know what I'm saying? To make that $13, $14, $15 an hour job. But, hey, you know, it's going down, man. We live. I'm giving free computer classes today. You know what I'm saying? Live on Tiny Chat. And what I'm doing today, I'm working on a 7-stack CD burner. You know what I'm saying? I got it all broke down. And basically, I'm just showing people how to service your computer parts, period. It don't matter if it's a stack burner, if it's your computer, if it's whatever. Open it up at least once a year. Look in the back of it and see if it's got mold or so much dust it looked like it had a bake sale because it's all caked on to your stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, and I done showed Goofy, you know what I'm saying? This one I'm working on, it's got 3 fans in it. And I mean, it looked like mud was on the fans. Yeah, that's how dirty it was. It looked like mud was on the fans. So that's telling you the last time that, you know what I'm saying, anybody serviced it or opened it up. And that's what you got to do. I mean, your computer is like a vehicle. You know what I'm saying? It's like you. It needs taken care of. It needs to be clean. You know what I'm saying? Lubricating, all that good is. Parts replacing every now and then to keep everything running smoothly. If you don't do that, one part go down, it's going to make another part go down. And it's going to put strain on another part, which is going to start making everything go down. You got to understand that, man. It's just like your body. You know what I'm saying? You cut off your leg, what it's going to do? It's going to put strain on your other leg. Until that leg build up strength to keep you moving, you know what I'm saying? You better go get you a fake leg. That's what it's going down,
hey,
man.
You talking to Miss Tasha?
No, man, but I heard. You know what I'm saying? Goof let me know what happened with the passing and everything. So
yeah,
I don't know. She might be on the show. She might not. I ain't sure. You know, Lord willing, she'll be on here though. You know what I'm saying?
I thought her this morning. She said she's going to have a show tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, hey. No, I talked to her this morning.
Oh, on somebody's show?
Oh, okay. Hey, but I got my homegirl on the line, man, straight out of Macon, Georgia.
Oh, Macon? What you making in Georgia?
Friend.
Hey, that's what I had. Shouts out to the Georgia Peach up on the line. You know what I'm saying? It's your sweet girl.
She just hung up.
Oh, you know, I was about to put down on her. You don't never bring a female on this show.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to put on blast. Hold on, I'm about to call her right back.
By the what the number is I call? You live from Florida. Yeah, a friend of yours, Donald Trump, asked me to call you and let you know that you have won absolutely nothing. Have a great day. Yeah, we live here, man. We're getting Macon's finest back on the live so we can kick some sweet.
Oh, I ain't getting on the radio, man.
Oh, yes, you is getting on the radio. You're already on the radio, girl. Just handy. How you doing?
Oh,
shit, I ain't getting on the radio. Why? You talk on the phone all day anyway. Go on, talk to the world, girl. Talk to the world. And not your next door neighbor. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How
your mama doing?
She good.
She good?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I heard you Miss Georgia Peach 2009.
Something like that.
Huh? You wearing the crown right now. You got the crown going on.
I sure do.
You representing Macon to the fullest.
Yep.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay, then. Well, what's your name, if you don't mind the world knowing, or what they call you? I don't want to know your government.
Nunu.
Nunu. All right. Shouts out to Nunu. All right. Representing, you know what I'm saying, the Georgia Peaches out there. Well, Miss Nunu, this your boy DJ Smells So Good. I'm always down here in Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying, 8-1 Trey doing my thizzing. And you live on Record and Game Radio. This is how we do it. We all over in California, Australia, New Zealand. We everywhere that you ain't. How about that?
We worldwide. Do it worldwide.
We everywhere that you ain't. That's what I tell people. Hey, and doing it real big. And my dog Ballhead, you know what I'm saying, he brought you on the line, you know, because he told me you was the 2009 Miss Macon Crown Beauty Pageant Queen. So I just wanted to, you know, say congratulations to you. And all that. And I'm going to send you a special gift in the mail. And you will get that in approximately 6 to 8 years.
That was so.
I was about to say weeks, but no. Nah, you'll get that in about 6 to 8 years. What's your address? what's your P.O. box? I get that in the mail.
478.
Uh-huh.
To the 478 Mac Time.
Mac Time. That's what I put on it. Mac, it'll never get there. It's Mac Town. What's Mac Town? That's what y'all known for? Mac Town?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Well, okay. So what's Macon known for? I mean, what y'all known for?
Gang banging.
Gang banging.
That's all.
Gang in Georgia. What a gang that in Georgia besides the white folks and the police. That's the biggest gang. Man, please. Ain't no gangs. Well, ain't no gangs in the South. I'm going to put it that way. Besides the police and your fake security that the police done hired to harass you in your neighborhood. You know.
True.
But, yeah, it's all good. How your day going, Miss Lady? How your day going?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
what you got planned for today? You at work or something?
I'm on lunch break right now.
You on lunch break? Okay. What you do?
I'm a nurse.
You a nurse? Oh, Lord. You cutting people's legs off or you sending them to get cut off?
I send them to get cut off.
Oh, shit. I hear a lawsuit already. That's what I'm talking about. Just to let you know, this show is recorded. Yeah. I need to come to the nursing home where you working at and talk to a couple of old people. Yeah. Get me a couple of lawsuits popping. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I make my money. You know, that's how I make my money.
All right.
It's all good. Hey, you want to send a shout-out to your job? Go ahead and send a shout-out to your job, girl. Send a shout-out to your
job. That's right.
All right. Well, shout-out to Golden Age Nursing Home out there on the Big Hill. Yeah. Shout-out to them. You know, Golden Age, where all your old people needs are satisfied by the Macon Peach. You know what I'm saying? Miss Making Peach. That's what I'm talking about. Miss New New.
Because yeah. She got that new new.
Oh, I wasn't even finna go there. You know what I'm saying? That's for my late night show. You know what I'm saying? That's for my late night.
We gonna get down low.
Yeah. She ain't ready for that yet. She ain't ready for the question. this is a SOS show, and I ain't talking about help, baby. And I ain't talking about help. You already know. She ain't ready for it. I ain't gonna embarrass her. She ain't even want to get on the radio. You know what I'm saying? But y'all always trying to call your little local radio station, getting goddamn tickets, though. Blowing up the phone for Pretty Ricky and Measure P and Lil Wayne. I bet you if I would have said Wayne, hey, this nigga say he giving away Wayne tickets. What the number is?
You sure right.
All in Florida. What the number is? I'm calling in right now. Right now. Yeah, I'm sending your tickets. 6 to 8 years. You look in the mail for it now. Don't stand me up. I'm going to be at the concert, too. You know what I'm saying? Look for me in all black. I'm going to be the nigga in all black. Yeah, that's me. With a I Hate Lil Wayne t-shirt on.
Damn.
At the Lil Wayne concert. Yeah, that's me. Outside scalping tickets to get in the bitch. Yeah, that's me. That's me. And they're all front row seats. It ain't even no front row at the concert, but I got all front row tickets. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. Backstage passes, and it ain't even a backstage, but hey, you're going to be Lil Wayne. You're going to be with Lil Wayne. I got passes to put you on stage with Lil Wayne. Which one you want?
Backstage.
Woman, I just told you wasn't no backstage. Boy, look at...
My bad, I wasn't paying attention.
You want to be on stage, woman. You want to put you on stage with Lil Wayne. Okay, now this is what you got to do. You got to get to the show early, right? Now, I'm going to walk you to the back door. You're going to have to stand at the back door for like 15, 20 minutes. All right? And what you got to do, you got to hold a bottle of water and a towel in your hand while you're standing at the back door. Just in case Lil Wayne comes, you got to tell him you're the towel girl. And here's your bottle of water, Lil Wayne. All right? You ready now? You got to write all this down. All right? See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get there 2 hours even earlier with my janitorial suit on. You know, I got a couple of them. That's how I get into the shows for free. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to mop my way to the back door where you already should be standing at. I'm going to tap on the door 4 times and a scratch. You got to listen, 4 times and a scratch. And then I'm going to let you in there. Now, what you got to do once you get into the door is you're going to have to, it's a little chair that as soon as you get in the door, you got to sit in that little chair, all right? And then what you're going to do is, when you're holding your bottle of water and a towel, and anybody come up and ask you, you got to say you was Lil Wayne's towel girl. All right? Because this is how I'm getting you on stage live now. So what's going to happen when Lil Wayne walk in the door and he look at you and you jump out like, oh, Wayne, oh, it's Wayne. You got to throw the water on him. You know what I'm saying? You got to take the water cap off, throw the water on. I just want you to throw it on him. Smash. And then take the towel and start wiping them all off. Security might throw you on the ground, but you're going to be all right, girl. You're going to be all right, all right? You got to keep doing this. And then what I'm going to do is, with my janitorial outfit, see, I'm going to come mopping on by. I'm like, ooh, y'all shouldn't be doing that to that girl. That's a lawsuit. And I'm going to pull my camera out. I'm going to take a picture. And I'm going to say, well, look, man, we can set out of court right now if you just put on stage with you. Huh? Girl, I hope you ready for it, girl. I hope you ready for it. 6 to 8 years, girl. Concert is for you. That concert is for you. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It's going down right here live. You in the lab. You know what I'm saying? With Smelly. It smells so good, man. That's how I do it. Dog ball head on the line. We got making this Georgia 2009 Peach of the Year. Helen from Macon, Mactown. She said she got a pistol on her, so don't try it. You know. That's what it do. Hey, what you like to listen to?
Everything.
Well, check this out.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Yeah. Oh, I was just asking the question. I got some little stain for you, girl. I don't even like little stains, so I'm going to play some little stain for you, though. Right here. So, you know, you can look out for your ticket 6 to 8 years, and it's going down. Right here live in the building, we got Lil Stain on the radio, Wrecking the Game Radio. This is Lil Stain with the Lollipop Remix, huh? For all my white boys out there, yeah.
It's the gangster mix, you suckers.
Oh, now everybody get your techno pants on. It's time to pull out your glow sticks and get it on.
Explaining right now, I got Miss hold on, click the dog ball here back in.
All right, check this out. Now I got Pastor V live on Tiny Chat watching, looking out on what's going down. Today is In the Lab with Smelly. What I'm doing is showing everybody how to build and service a 7 CD stack burner, you know what I'm saying? This is what I do. I build them from the ground up, you know what I'm saying? And I educate people on how to get it down and get it in. So this is what you do. Right here what you see is a power supply. Now, you got to log on to tinychat.com. If you're on tinychat.com, you will see us live, and you get some free classes right now, you know what I'm saying, provided by your boy Smell So Good. And, good Lord. What is that? Hey. Man. Oh, you got a couple of women off of here. My bad, y'all. I'm new to the complex. New to the complex. All right, what we got here is your fan. That's what keeps everything cool. Right here is your power supply. Power supply is what runs your whole computer. That's in a computer or any kind of tech thing that takes power. It takes a power supply. Put it that way. This is what the power supply is right here. I got it open right now because I had to open it and clean it all out, clean the dust out. And like I keep telling everybody, at least once a year, take your computer to somewhere. You got a friend that services computers and have them clean your computer out. You know what I'm saying? Your computer will shut down and start working slow on you if it's got a bunch of dust, if the fans ain't spinning right, and all that kind of stuff. So. What you got on the front right here, you know what I'm saying? I'm showing you the front. This is for seven CDs at one time. All right? This is one bay. This is another bay. All the way down. I can burn 7 CDs at one time in this tower. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the tower looks. So these are the burners. This is what a burner is. This is a CD burner. You know what I'm saying?
just showing everybody what it is. This is what's inside your computer and all that. It's just a little CD burner. And then this part right here is the brains of the whole operation. All right, this is your A. I forgot, it's your A card. I almost call it something else. This is an A card, though. And what it does, what these are called peripherals. So you hook your little SIM strip peripherals right here, and you hook them into the little board right here. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the slots are for. So you got to make sure this is clean too. All these little transistors and resistors and all that on there, you got to make sure all that's clean. You know what I'm saying? Before you reinstall this, which this will be, you know, spotless before I reinstall it. And that's what we're doing. You got to make sure these cords right here, I believe these are SIMs. I ain't took computers in a long time, but last time I knew these were SIM strips, all right? SIMMS, SIM strips, and SIM strips, one of the two. But this transfers data. That's all this is a data transfer. It just sends the info from the card to the burners to tell them what to do. You know what I'm saying? Let me hold this back. Y'all can see what I'm talking about. And all of these are inside your computer. Same kind of stuff. If you open your computer, you'll see them in there. But these can get damaged too. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's got bands in here, little wires, bands in here, and the bands can go bad. So your burner might start working, and you'd be like, well, what happened? Well, sometimes this might have just went and got damaged, and you just need to go and get another SIM strip and replace that. Or, you know what I'm saying, the burner done went bad. CD burning does have a burn life on it, you know what I'm saying? So it's not going to burn CDs forever. It might burn up 1,000 CDs, and then it'll quit on you. You know what I'm saying? You have to go and get another one. So that's how that is, you know. And so I'm putting it back together, you know. Boy, it smells so good. Yeah, see me live, you know what I'm saying? Boy, it smells so good. Shouts out to you. It's hotter than a mofo. That's why I'm a shirt off. I ain't trying to look sexy. It's hotter than a mofo. I'm down here in Tampa, Florida, 81 Trey. It's like, I don't know, 90-something degrees out here and 12:30 in the afternoon. So this is what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about education. And, you know, this is Harlem, New York, up in the building. Shouts out to Miami, Florida. All right, that's what it do. And thanks, Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? We got Pastor V. We got Goofy Bone and N No Test DJ. I don't know what that is. Man, you got it.
What you do, a dog walking service?
She walk by 4 or 5 dogs. I'm wondering if she got a dog walking service. And send my pooch down there. Put myself on the leash. Ow. Y'all ain't ready for that. Anyway, about to get back into some music real quick. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. If y'all want to check us out on Blog Talk Radio, it's blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. You know what I'm saying? We live. Or you can hit me up on the telephone, 347. What the hell is my number? 237-5125. 347-237-5125. They're like, how you don't know your own number? Because, bitch, I don't call myself. What kind of shit is that? Shit. All right, so anyway, we finna get off with my artist. Miss John New, you know what I'm saying, the hottest female princess in the South. You done heard it out of my mouth. And what I need y'all to do is go to www.myspace.com/JanuThePrincess. That's JANU, the princess. Add yourself as a friend. Check out the music. Leave a comment or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It'd be well worth it. And she's very interactive with her fans, friends, and everything. She's, you know what I'm saying, very social. She ain't like these other, you know, crazy artists that get half a fame on them and then give you the ass to kiss and act like they don't know you no more. So I'm finna play I Need Money. This is the single that we got playing on 1590 AM down here in St. Pete, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to St. Pete. Shouts out to Mari Sebastian. Shouts out to Nikki Z. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down for 1590 AM. Y'all need to check them out. Or go to, I believe it's WRXB. I believe it's WRXB. And you can check them out online. You know what I'm saying? You can check them out live through the webcam and see them right there live in their studio doing what it does. Same thing we doing right here, cuz. You know what I'm saying? So this is John New, I Need Money, hottest single. Call stations and just ask them to play it. Just put a buzz in their ear. They ain't going to know what it is, but put a buzz in their ear anyways. That's how we do it. Let's go. Wrecking the Game Radio.
Hey, John. Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, I'm feeling right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's going to be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't show you no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Damn, little mama can't leave you alone. I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash. I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
No weed unless it's for me. I don't smoke no weed unless it's for me. That's the remix, you know. I need Mary. I need Mary. Jane. You already know, man. Shouts out my dog. Ballhead holding it down for the 404 ATL up in the building, man. Goofy Bone, Pastor V, you know what I'm saying, represent real big. This looks like somebody who done came back to the realest motherfucking radio station in the land right here. And you already know it's Regular Game Radio. 81 Trizay up in the mother building. Look at this T-Call.
Yeah. What's up, boss? What's going on?
Because he done came back. Came back to the hottest show in the land. That's what it is. Yeah. What's happening, homie?
Chilling shit. Chilling shit. What's going on with you, boss?
Hey, man, I'm chilling like a fella. Let me introduce you to the world. Hey, world, let me introduce y'all. This is one of our indie superstars right here live out of the 813. This is T. Collins representing Beat Rocker Productions. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out my dog, Security Ron. Shouts out to motherfucker Peter Wheatstraw and everybody else that's in that fam holding it down. including Dead Dollar Records, Tanner Man, Lil Lion, y'all already know, and Super Fast Talking D. Yeah, that nigga there. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Got them shots out of the way. So what's up, homie? What it do?
Telling the thing, just stop, dude. Just breeze through the shoe. What's up with y'all here for you in a minute?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm you know, I got the van on the road now. I got my and I got my license, you know what I'm saying? I got the mobile snack truck license. I got that popping. So I'm trying to get the van stocked up, and I'm waiting on my tobacco license to come so I can slang these blunts and cigarettes. And you know what I'm saying? That's what I
move to Cali and move west. Go on the left side of the map.
And get all, well, yeah, that's I got to get all that in place just so I can get up Cali way, though. Cause, you know, I'm heading up to Cali, and then November I'm be heading up to Las Vegas. We got to we're doing something special, man. This we just showing the world that when you network, you know what I'm saying, be about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk about it. Be about it. So what we did as Blog Talk host, you know what I'm saying, my dog Goofy Bone, Seti J, I got Australia, New Zealand. I got Australia coming, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't going to say but we as a collective, as a group, have Australia flying into Las Vegas to network with all us.
Wow.
So you know we're going to be sending her back with a bunch of hard copy music. That's all I'm doing when I go down there. I'm going to be taking a whole bunch of singles from everybody. You know what I'm saying? And then when I go up there, I ain't coming back with no music.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
So
that's how you're supposed to do it. That's how you're supposed to do it. Represent.
That's
you
how
know?
You do it. Yeah.
And let me tell me what, tell me the roof. Where did this song come from? Because I got this song here, and I played it, I think, one time, a long time ago. Cause I be playing Came Back. You know, that's my ish. So.
Oh, the roof was basically, you know what I mean? I don't do club music. But the beat was just like, it was just like a marching band. When I heard the beat, I bought the beat from his cat, Cashmere Royale. I think he signed to Heatmakers. He signed to one of them big groups, but he sold me the beat for $300, and I'm like, this beat sound like a fucking marching band in a club. I just had that in my head. It's just like if you took a marching band and put that bitch in a club and let them just do their thing, that's just what it sounded like. So I tried to take what I had in my head, and I just ran with it, and that's what the beat told me to do, so that's what I wrote down. I came out with a hit with that one, too.
Oh, okay. Well, look, this is what we finna do. I want to send the shots out real quick to the Odd Couple, you know what I'm saying, radio show, and Pastor V, 186 Deuce, you know what I'm saying, up in the building. I also want to send shots out my dog, Ballhead, represent the 4-4, the Making Peach, you know what I'm saying, Miss Nunu coming through. And we got Endo. I don't even know what that is. It might be in Spanish. Endotasia, something like that. You know what I'm saying? All right. Something like that. But shout out to them. So what we finna do, we finna get off into this T. Collins. This is the roof. Are you at work, homie?
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm sitting down. I'm finna listen
okay,
to
so
this
you
right.
Got a little minute, though. You got a little minute to vibe with us then.
I got you. I vibe with you.
All right. That's what time it is. All right. We got my dog T. Collins up in the building vibing with us. We finna get off into this hill. This is T. Collins, and this is called The Roof.
I'm on fire, I'm feeling the heat. I shut the block down cause I'm killing the street. They say I couldn't do it, I'm making it happen. Back on my grind cause I'm trying to go platinum. Show me the money, I'll give you a hit. So hot that it feels like 106. Two steps with a chick with a gun in my hip. I got kangaroo legs, I'm running this bitch. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. You ready? Cause I'm finna ball like Dennis Rodman. So hood, my Louis Vuitton kick. Go ahead and hate, I'm a son of a bitch. Big chain, 44-inch rope. You can call me what you want, but don't call me broke. DJs better ring the alarm. It's so hot, somebody's gonna sprinkle us on. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fly, watch your hands, put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fly, watch your hands, put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. It's getting hot. Yeah, I might make it rain, throw the guap in the air. So any new roofs gon' fly this year, cause they can't figure
running the fever, fam. You watch your band coming out of the speakers. Two in the running, man, jumping out of their sneakers. Standing on the bar like they up in the bleachers. Bottle of Grey Goose and a bucket of ice. When them hoes get loose and they fucking the night. It's like Pond River, through the thunderclap. Everybody going like Thundercats. Icy watch, neck exposed, earrings like frostbitten vegetables. Stand up, I ain't playing around. Get your hands up or I'm laying you down. When the roof won't fry, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fly, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? Getting hot, it's getting hot. When the roof won't fry, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fly, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? Getting hot, it's getting hot. Nigga, please, you know that I'm doing my thing. White tee in the club, light blue in the chain. Dark brown in the cup, and we throwing it up. Beat rock of the click, I done done it again. I done told you before, I ain't saying it twice. Piece of American pie, I'm taking a slice. You can hate if you want, that just make me better. Put the money up, nigga, we can do it whenever. When the roof won't fry, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fly, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, it's getting hot. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot, yeah. When the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Had a chance, nigga, it's my turn. Fire, watch, you can't put it out. When you gonna learn? It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot. It's getting hot, yeah, it's getting hot. It's getting hot, yeah. Beat rock, y'all.
Get it low, 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 get it girl, 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 get it girl.
Let me show you what I'm made of. I stay on my grind like I make love.
Yeah.
Gray in the shine and I'm caked up. Louis Vuitton bag and watch by Jacob. You look good, I'm surprised by your makeup. I bet you look good when you wake up. I bet you look good when you go to sleep. I'm in the streets all day till I wake up. Let me show you how I hustle do it. Let's move when I hustle move it. Yeah. I ain't a Mac, but I ain't too far from that. I ain't a pimp, but I ain't too far from this. I'm gonna share my story. I gotta give props to the man before me. I'm standing on top of the world, and that's for real. But you can come and chill in my atmosphere, girl.
Get it low, 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 get it girl, 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 get it girl.
Let me get back to business. I won't stop till I'm finished. Work you out like Olympic gymnast. Poke it out, lil' mama. Drop it, twist it. Hop and lift it. Squat and split. And the way you pop it is kinda different. VIP, we in the club. 15 deep, my nigga, what? I'm doing things I never would. Just because she's smelling good. Watermelon, Vicky Secret. She got me leaping off the deep end.
Shout it, what's your name? I don't care about your mane. I got money in the bank. I just wanna see you, wanna see you. Get it low, 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 get it girl, 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 get it girl.
My ears hollering in a bit, my nose running in the heat. What kind of shit is that? Like, I got a cold, I got a summer cold. How you get a summer cold? Only in Florida, the niggas get summer colds.
How you get a cold when it's hot?
I don't know, boy. That's how we do it down here, though. Florida, you know what I mean? We get summer colds. You come down here, we ain't seasonal when you get a cold down here. You can get that bitch anytime. It'd be hot, cold. rain. Man, that shit crazy. And I ain't got allergies, so you tell me what the hell. Anyways. Hey, you heard of T-Jeezy?
Yeah, I heard him.
I mean, have you met him? Have you vibe with him?
Nah, I ain't too much. I got a homeboy, Karan. He know him. I don't know. These dudes around here don't, like you said, they don't network too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll send you a friend request on MySpace. That's about it.
You feel
that's
me?
That's networking.
Or you get these,
I got more friends than you.
Oh, you get these niggas. Yeah, but when you look at my MySpace, I probably got 100 friends. But I guarantee I network with all 100 of them friends. And I mean, we actually network. That's the whole purpose of MySpace. And I mean,
if you got
a million friends and you can't send out a message and ask none one of them to send you $1 by PayPal. And they're going to put it in your PayPal account. But you got a million, you got 2,000 million friends and shit. What the hell, Evan? I got 400,000 following me on Twitter. Following you well.
Yeah,
when the only thing you update is, oh, I'm in the shower, finna take a shower. Oh, I'm finna go eat. Oh, I'm I don't want to know that.
Yeah. That shit is
you see Twitter messages, you know what I'm saying, come from me. It's all about, you know, T. Collins live on Blog Talk Radio. Goofy Bone live on blog. Somebody live on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sound like information I want to know. Let me go and check out who the hell T. Collins is. Who the hell this nigga is? Who fuck? What's a Goofy Bone?
I'm about to eat a bowl of cereal. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas put on their status. So who drunk all the milk?
Serious? I mean, how do you tweet from the club?
I don't know.
How do you got time? Oh, damn, that girl thick. What you make you in the club? Motherfucking Shaq tweet from the sideline.
Man, come on, man. I mean, somebody are really, you know, they're even famous. You know, he got prestige. Somebody really want to, you know, they want to be, you know, feel
man,
important like
I'm
that.
Saying, I'm watching you on TV, though. I don't need to be sitting up here saying you tweet me that you scratched your balls. I'm hot. I'm finna dunk on this nigga. This is what I'm thinking.
I'm finna dunk on this nigga.
That just blows me. I do thank you though, as an artist, because you always call in. You know what I'm saying, and you support, man. You treat this like this is a real radio station. Just
oh man,
just,
this,
I
this,
treat
this,
it.
This hometown love right here, man. This is where it all started from. Niggas got
to
grind. Niggas grind out the trunk. You know what I'm saying? This just a digital trunk right here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? This is a way to get my music out and you know, get you started and get you moving where you want to go.
One thing I don't like, though. Okay, hey, shouts out to E-Notes DJ A1. All right, that's what time it is. Blessings to Pastor V, who came up in the building chilling with us, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, yeah, we got clergy and everything to represent the show, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? We got computer technicians as well as myself. We got gangsters all over Cali, you know what I'm saying? We got everything, man. We got anything you want. Mexicans, Cubans, black, white, green people, you know what I'm saying? We got Mars listening in. They sent me a text message one day, you know what I'm saying? It said, dee 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 dee, you know. And by 7-8 years, I'll be able to translate that, you know. The technology will catch up.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about an artist, though, because it just happened to me yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I play city music. You know Pimp City.
Yeah.
Got to dance how you fuck how you dance. Now, I play this shit on the radio. I play it. You feel me?
Right. This
is getting you more exposure. The nigga going to get mad, though, and he over at my cousin's spot, you know what I'm saying, P.O.P. up there on 22nd. You know what I'm saying? He going to talk some. Man, yeah, you know, damn, P.O.P., show me some love, dog, you know. I don't know why they else don't show me no love but Crunk Man. And I'm right in front of his face now, and I don't put his little pussy-ass songs on the mixtape. But you don't come and buy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I ask you to come and buy your song on a mixtape, you don't do that. When I ask you to, I've been told him about this radio station February when I first started. In February 2008, I told him about this radio station, live in person. His little homies. You know what I'm saying? Which was just jits, which I don't vibe with jits though. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't really know what you want to do yet. You know what I'm saying? Not just
right.
They want to don't know if they want to be the dancer in the group or they want to be the rapper in the group. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But what they do is when I had my little I had like, you know, 400 little things, little business card flyers to hand out, advertising the radio. Dude took a stack of them off top. Before it said anything, the dude took a stack of them. That was what you supposed to be doing. If I'm telling you your shit is getting played on the radio, you should be telling your grandma, check this out, grandma, I'm live on the radio.
Yeah.
Because in a minute, FM and AM is going to be subscription only. People ain't believing me, but this is recorded. That's what I'm saying. Y'all going to have to pay for it. Just like you thought free TV, it wasn't going to shit. You just paid for it. You might as well got cable because you done paid $80 for a digital box that go out on you every storm or windy day. You feel me?
Yeah,
so how you winning? How you winning?
Oh,
but you got a free, but I'm still getting free TV. You paid $80 for the box that don't even have work.
Yeah, all that shit going digital, man. All that airway shit, all that shit is congested.
Everything is going to be digital, and if you don't know nothing about computers, you just going to be left to the wayside, straight up. That's just how it goes down.
It's going to be HD something.
Everything. No, it's everything is going online. I ain't even trying to use a cell phone right now. Everybody talking about, why you cell phone off? Honestly, we don't need to be using no cell phone. I carry a laptop. That's my cell phone.
That's it.
I can make international calls and everything else on it. That I can't make on my little Boost Mobile. So what is the point of me carrying around a little pocket, you know what I'm saying, a pocket walkie-talkie, when I got a big walkie-talkie, you know what I'm saying, right here. And I can use a cam and everything else if I want to hook up and do live video chat and all that. You ain't finna do that off your cell phone.
Yeah, nah. A lot of people don't know about that. A lot of people don't know about that, though.
I'm telling you, dog, this is, man, I mean, I've always known about computers. I've been computer savvy since I was a kid. That's what I, you know what I'm saying, I'm the computer age. That's what I grew up on. But at the same time, there's still so much technology out there that you get blinded on. You know what I'm saying, that you actually get blinded on. They put a block up so you don't see it.
Yeah,
but it's out there, man, all that, everything that you done seen on TV, it's been out there. The James Bond watch. With the spy cam on it. It's so old. I showed everybody EPATH China, and you can go, anybody can go EPATH, EPATH China, EPATHChina.com. I sent everybody that is the wholesaler for CompUSA, Best Buy, Walmart, and everybody else. I'm not sitting up here hiding no information because it's not hitting. It's in your face. You just don't know where to go to look.
True.
But it's out there. And if nobody don't say nothing and don't never open their mouth and tell a person where to go, the whole community, I mean us is just people. You feel me? That's community. If we can't communicate with each other, then we're not gonna have no unity, and then we still gonna have wars and all this other kind of stuff.
I'm gonna tell you this right here, and I'm gonna hit it back to work, Mel. Everybody that's doing anything right now, people are controlled by fads and what's hot right now. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
They get that old what's the new thing now? The swag. Oh man, that's
yeah. Talking about
the
swag.
They call it
the
swag. That shit is old. Old people like in the 30s was talking about swag.
Oh yeah, talking about swag.
It's a fad. It's a fad. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like this MySpace and all that shit. Twitter been out for years. Facebook been out for years, because you know it's a fad. Somebody made it popular.
Well,
you know
actually,
I mean?
the musicians are making things popular. All these were just social net. Even this radio, Blog Talk Radio that we on right now, it was just for social networking. People getting that mixed up in social networking and what artists are trying to do. Artists are trying to use it for networking. Not to be social. We trying to get the music out there. We trying to get heard. We trying to get exposed, promoted, and all of that. That is what we turned around, and that is why Twitter is now popular. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That is why Facebook is now popular. It wasn't because, you know what I'm saying, people was trying to connect with old friends. It's because now artists know that I can single everybody into this one page, and I can smash y'all with everything I want y'all to hear.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the same thing with rappers, too. Musicians, period. you know, it's all a fad. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody rocking white T-shirts with the V-neck, with the mohawk, with the Gumby, with the skinny jeans.
Looking gay as hell.
Looking like sweet muffin.
I seen a female sitting up in the bar, you know what I'm saying, with the little low-cut mohawk. Then a nigga going to come up in there, you looking just like her.
Man, I seen a female. No lie, I was in Ybor City. I was coming from the movie theater, and this chick, right? She was a bulldog. She was with a girl, right? So I'm like, damn. All right, she had the dreads and everything. She was creased up. She was clean though, right? So I valeted and shit. So I'm standing there, and the female pulled the valet pulled up. This bitch had a Caprice. This shit had to be sitting on 26s. Little small chick. Little chick. She couldn't have been 21. Though when I said that was the hottest dunk I ever seen. TVs everywhere. And I'm like, this a girl. This a female. So wow. It ain't nothing but a fad. That's all it is.
Fast you seeing chicks on motorcycles now. You ain't never seen no damn chick on no motorcycle. Now, every woman and their mama want to go out and get a motorcycle now and start riding. You know what I'm saying?
You're skinned up.
Without helmets. Looking just as stupid as the men.
Look, you got the other one with the knee pads on looking like they finna motherfucking go play volleyball or something with the little helmet. It's just all a fad, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference between me. I would say, you know what I'm saying? I said that to say I'm different in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the stuff I talk about in my music, everybody, you know, everybody got that little 20% of them that's just out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When a nigga gonna go out, he gonna go out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you don't do something but three times a year, when you do that shit, you gonna do it for real because you only do it so many times a year, right?
Right, right. Yeah,
you
right.
know what I'm saying? So, but. That's the difference between me. I ain't in the pussy club throwing stacks and this and that. That ain't me. You know what I'm saying? I got a daughter.
Man.
I got a son. You know, I'm
you
a grown ass.
Stacks
man.
To your music.
You know
that's the problem with these niggas, man. They go to the club
stacks.
Talking about making it rain, but y'all need to make it rain with your CDs, not with your money.
Them niggas ain't got nowhere to stay. They ain't got nowhere to stay. They making it rain, but they going home to sleep on their auntie's sofa.
That's the one night ballers, you know what I'm saying? Overnight ballers.
Spending their rent money.
I'm overnight balling, you know what I mean?
if I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna save up. Fuck that. Can't nobody just jump up and go spend a whole week at motherfucking Disney World? Fuck
man.
That, nigga. That's a grand.
Well,
that's a grand.
Unless you're on a timeshare, you know what I'm saying? And they trying to get you to buy one of the properties. We're going to give you 3 days free. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much. But you still ain't going to Disney World nowhere.
You ain't going to no theme park. You got the room.
You just looking at the theme park.
ride around and say you've been there. Well, shit smells so good. I'm going to get out of here, though, homie. I'll catch up with you later.
Hey, you know it, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw this Petey. Hey, Petey still down here?
Petey left, but he came back. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get him. Petey got a couple hot songs. He got like five hot songs. I've been trying to get him to put it out.
Yeah.
He's on this Get Loose
right now, so, I mean. I mean, that
Get Loose is all right, but he got this you know, Wild Side. You know, that's like Avon, Central Lake. 22nd Street, all that over there at Rose Park.
Mm-hmm.
He got a group called Wild Side. They got this track. I'm plugging it right now because if I got to go and take it, because I made the beat.
Yeah.
If I got to go and push it for him, I'm going to do it. But it's called We Jup. That's that heat. That's that next knot coming out of Florida. But he don't want to put it out. He don't want to put it out because he's stuck on that Get Loose. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. He been getting love now, because, I mean, we got a couple of states that actually requesting his song. My homeboy Goofy Bone, his co-host, you know what I'm saying, she requested. I think I forgot where she's from, but she requested, you know what I'm saying, every time. So,
I don't listen to that kind of music. I guess that's why I don't feel it like that. You know, I don't listen to too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different kind, but... And I support him in whatever he's going to do. But I've been trying to get him to get that old stuff off his back. So when you get that old stuff off your back, you can come up with something new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead and put that old stuff out first. But, you know, he plugging that with that Get Loose. So that's what he want to run with. So.
All right, well, shit. We pushing it, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do right here. We push what you want to push. If you ain't ready to, you know what I'm saying, take your shit to the next level, ain't nobody motherfucker finna take you there. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody going to do it
get,
with you.
We go in stride. So, shouts out my dog T. Collins, Beat Rocker Productions. Shout out to Security Ron. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down real big. I know he's somewhere around here calling the show or something. You know, that's what it do. And we're going to get into this Petey Reed Straw. This is Get Loose. And this is featuring Skinny Sean. Right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. T-Cobb, I'm going to holler at you later, homie.
100.
Yeah. 8-1 Trey in the building. This is how we do it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, please report to the dance floor immediately. This is not a test. Please report to the dance floor immediately.
Out. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
It's nothing like it.
Nope.
I move like Shaq.
Huh. You're racing to the top. I'm like, not too fast.
Not too fast.
The ladies love it. Why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash.
Yep.
On top of that, I got a lot more swag.
Yep.
Chilling in the West with my East Coast tag. Making a drop by the ounce of the glass.
Uh-huh.
I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me a pass.
Nope.
I can't front, I like my women with class.
Uh-huh.
Nice, beautiful face, beautiful ass.
Yeah.
Shorty met me at the crib in a half.
Uh-huh.
No accident, kid, but she gon' crash.
Cool.
I confirm to her that I wanna smash.
Uh-huh.
Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass.
I come through when they clearing my path.
You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky.
Uh-huh.
Always on the move, so she offering a quickie. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow, come sniff me. Try to jerk me, I'm Bin Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, named Tipnet. Rolling up the sickie, horny in the Vicky. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950.
Uh-huh.
Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they like, who is it? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on a dipset. It's the kid Ashwood, yes I get busy. I'm coming up, yup, I can see it.
Uh-huh.
Don't you let the city lock till I use the stick. Your shorty staring at my canary. And this is piss, I'm on top like a cherry.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path.
You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Nigga Ashwood right there. Ashwood. Ashwood. Nigga Ashwood. Represent 813 right there. You know what I'm saying? I represent all the way around the world, man. That's how I do it. It's Regular Game Radio, WDGR, home of the indie superstars. You already know that's what we doing, man. And what I'm finna get into is one of my homies all the way from the motherfucking San Jose, California. California, how you want to call it, because we some motherfucking weed heads and alcoholics. And this is the new one. Actually, I'm going to play something back-to-back, because we got some hater raid that goes on in Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? So, it's going on the new Snow Hole Queens mixtape. This song right here will be featured on my new diss mixtape that I got coming out, you know what I'm saying, to get some old hating-ass niggas down here in the 8-1 tray. But this is a diss mixtape for hating-ass niggas all the way around the world, you know what I'm saying? If you's a hater, then they, you know. This song is for you, you know what I'm saying? Just put your state name in there and put your name in all these places, and then you know what we talking about. This is Goofy Bone, new shit's called Keep Trying, and this is the motherfucking Milwaukee disc. Huh?
It's time to slap
you niggas, man.
Retards,
niggas is hoes.
Scrawny little niggas, scrawny. Trying to step up to me. Step up, motherfucker. Bitch, get in the studio. Quit recording off a boombox. Get in the fucking studio. Get off my jock.
Get off.
Go fuck that fat bitch.
Fuck.
Death the Goofy Bone. I didn't see a gun. Just a bitch near. Yapping his gums.
Yeah.
With clothes so poor. Looking like a Goodwill. But you know the nigga. His name is Jay Wills. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. And that should be hung in that cemetery. These niggas like you ain't worth a penny. Within the building and your bitch miss piggy. Looking like some jokes. Looking like some clowns. Trying to diss me. But you only made me laugh now. It's fucking funny looking at you
shot will kill you, I don't need to pull no triggers. You niggas all so phony, which would be the fast ride? Nigga, go get a job before your heart sighs. Keep trying, I don't think they get it. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. What the fuck is in the building? A scrawny nappy head nigga, now it's time to hurt feelings. Smoking on weed, trying to be cool. He's trying to be cool. I'll slap you, cause you a hoe too. A tiny little nigga trying to disrespect. Just one more nigga I gotta put in check. Put your blue and white stripe on, looking like a zebra. Don't you know I'm a lion and I'll fucking eat ya. Niggas in the struggle better step up their game. You niggas are so broke, I didn't see a gold chain. Claiming Milwaukee, but you small like a jockey. In your bucket ass ride, nigga, come and stop me. You want a war? Nigga, you got it. Get your bitch ass up out the closet. And step up to me like a real man. And when you fall, you're out the building, man. Keeping Milwaukee a very bad man. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. And last but not least, we got a fat hoe. They call her Miss P.I.G. just to let you know. Bitch is hungry, she ate all the donuts, but she stinks, smelling like co-nuts. With the dirty ass shirt she be wearing, and with that dog, bitch, who you scaring? I hope it's not me, cause I carry a gun. Step up with the mud and trick, you'll be done. Just one more fat bitch dead on the street. I had to handle my beat because it's so sweet. Having junior high kids clown on me, but they're crowning themselves a little wannabe. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. Motherfuckers learn how to rap if you're gonna fucking attack somebody. Keeping Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke-ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E.
Just to see what's up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. So baby, while you frowning, put on a smile. Let me get a peek like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give a bit of shine like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of blunts. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. Burn to death, all day is a must. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the novel bottle. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you if you're down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of tune, you should come home with me.
Come home with me.
Watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Nice big kiss with a nice little slime.
I'm from the evil,
yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charges to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town, yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks me in my hood, straight to the room, yeah. You know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more.
Yeah.
So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams.
Yeah.
See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
For the info
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle trunk pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug, I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride. Yeah!
DJ Quest.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it. I can see that she's ready. So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready.
Y'all already know we is half past a monkey's ass, a quarter to this ball. So I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean, but we almost up out of here 30 minutes into the hour, you know what I'm saying, to that last bomb hour, man. This is how we going to do it. 29 minutes, I'm just going to get into it. I'm going to rip track for track for track. If you want to call in, request a song, you know what I'm saying, it's 347-237-5125. You can be live right here on the line with your boy DJ Smell So Good, straight out of 81 Trey. Y'all already know, Trey Ford's where I stay. You know what I'm saying? Doing what it do. FLATAMPA, Hillsborough County. Always on the map, man. Y'all want to come down here, just say Smelly, man. Ask for Smelly, and they will send you in my direction. Or look for the big cloud of smoke. Huh? Yeah, because we firing it up. Oh, shit. Hold on. Before we get back off into this last mega mix, let's see what we got off of here. 303, remember, switch. Goddamn, chill the hell out. All right, 301, you off in the building. What it do?
Yo, what's up, homie?
Oh, chilling like a villain. What's happening?
Ain't nothing much. This David from D.C., you know, what's going on?
This is who?
This David from D.C. What's going on, man?
David from D.C. You using your government name on my show?
Huh?
Is you using your government name on my show?
Oh, nah.
Oh, okay.
That's my nickname.
Okay, all right, that's the dance name then. I understand, brother. I understand. That's for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I just happen to get that special name because I'm VIP. I understand, bro.
I appreciate for the ladies.
You know what I'm saying?
Nasty.
What's happening up in D.C., man?
Ain't nothing. Just chilling. Chilling, you already know.
Just popping chilling. The go-go music that I can't hardly understand.
Yeah, I'm in the band. I cranked that, actually, man.
Yeah, I mean, I get that with some of it.
Some of it be like some bullshit. I know what you mean. You know?
Yeah, I'll be like, what the y'all shit is do, just...
The shit we do is actual music, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Drums, keyboards, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that is actual music, but like all that yelling and screaming, talking that nonsense and bullshit, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I heard that on... I forgot what dude it was. He from D.C., so he from Maryland or D.C., and, you know, that's what he was playing, go-go music on his whole show. So when I tuned into it, you know what I'm saying, the first couple of tracks he was playing was straight. But then, like this dude came on, I'm like, what the you calling that music? Oh, yeah, oh, nah, go, oh, get, ding, what the fuck is that? I'm like, bro, you can't dance to that. I thought go-go music, you know what I'm saying, was dance music, make it go-go.
Yeah, I mean, some of it is, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, myself, I don't really like that new shit myself, man. I felt like the older music was a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Actual music, you know what I'm saying? But
so are you an artist yourself, or?
Yeah. I'm in a little band. You know what I'm saying? In an upcoming band, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get up there soon. We be up there.
I mean, you can send me some music. I play it on this motherfucker. That's what I do. I play indie artists. I don't send me no TIGs and all that old fuck shit. I don't play that.
Nah.
Unsigned hype, you know what I'm saying? That's hyping themselves, you know what I'm saying? All the way from down here in Florida, you will get played. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit.
I got you, though. Yeah, I definitely send some music if you trying to play that joint sometime.
Yeah. I'm at Smelly BTR, that's SmellyBTR at live.com. Send MP3 only, up to 3 tracks to start it out. You know what I'm saying? A little bio on the band or whatever so I can, you know what I'm saying, let the people know what I'm playing.
Let me get you hit to that joint. My band called New Invasion, you know what I'm saying?
New Invasion?
Yeah.
New Invasion. All right. Tell me where go-go came from. Where did that style of music come from?
Actually, it started in Africa, for real.
Well, you know, all music started in Africa. We want to go ahead and get real about it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it did start in Africa because the beat of the drums, you know what I'm saying? They have a certain beat, you know what I'm saying? They got a beat called a pocket beat, you know what I'm saying? It's like a slower type beat, you know what I'm saying? They got a beat called a bounce beat that's just supposed to get you, you know what I'm saying, up and hype, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, it started from different type of beats, you know what I'm saying? But it's basically, it's a DC thing, DC Maryland thing, for real.
Yeah. I forgot. What the hell they call y'all? What was it? DC Maryland and
the Wale song?
Well, no, what's the acronym y'all use for all them three areas?
DMV.
DMV. There you go, the DMV. Hello. The dude said that shit to me. I'm like, the DMV? You talking about the Division of Motor Vehicles? Like, no, man, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Virginia, right?
Yeah, D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I will say that right. Yeah, he threw me off with that. I'm like, oh, shit, we got it. That's called a Division of Motor Vehicles down here. That's where you got to go get your driver's license.
Yeah, that's what it's called over here, too. DC.
Oh, okay.
DC is called that. Maryland's called MVA. You know what I'm saying?
MVA. Oh, okay. And then y'all just put it all together and bam.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
But now, with DC being where it's at, I mean, y'all got totally different music for Maryland and Virginia.
Not really. For real. Maryland and DC is the same thing.
Yeah.
Except DC is more live. You know what I'm saying? That's more, way more live. That's where the party's at. That's where the girls at. You know what I'm saying? It's everything going over there, clubs, all that shit.
But then Maryland, Virginia is on something else.
Yeah, but Virginia on some weak shit, man. It's like, it's nothing really. You know what I'm saying? You got to drive.
Who came out of Virginia? I mean, what famous rapper came out of Virginia? Or current famous
Chris,
rapper?
Chris Brown?
Anyways, like I say, what famous... What that dumbass nigga, man? I can't even mention this dumbass name, man. That shit.
Yeah, I feel you. But
I'm a star.
That's you brought it up.
Yeah, that's just dumb shit. My bad. Okay, then. That is not a good representation for VA. I'm sorry. He is not representing y'all at all.
Allen Iverson from there, too. Y'all know Allen Iverson, basketball player. That's where he from.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Shouts out to AI. You know what I'm saying? All right. Y'all get a little couple of kudos for that. Y'all get a couple of kudo points. You know, are you online right now? Or you just calling in to check out the show?
Nah. I'm online.
Oh, this you, D Money?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I'm on actually Tiny Chat, so I'm on. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of paying attention to my webcam. And then
you got some girls on there.
Nah, man, this is, normally we do, but today is about education and shit, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
if
the shit
wants something,
cool.
Then, yeah, I'm, if you go on the Tiny Chat, you'll see me, I'm working on a 7-stack CD burner.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I done took it all apart, showed people, this is at the beginning of the show, I took it apart, you know what I'm saying? This is about servicing and building one, if you ever want to build one yourself, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I took it, it's all apart, I cleaned it all out, showed people how dirty this shit is not supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going back through the motions and putting everything back together, you know what I'm saying, to show you how this shit actually works. But if you're an artist, I mean, a stack burner is detrimental to your success. I mean, you want to get a lot of your music out there at one time. You ain't got time to be sitting at the damn house burning up one copy at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Time is money. So
bro, if you try and get your name out there, you can't try to sell no CDs at first. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Well, how are y'all going about it? I mean, are y'all out in the streets giving music away? Are you asking for a donation or?
I mean, we just recorded. You know what I'm saying? We recorded the CD. We just gotta do one more track today, and you know what I'm saying? We gonna be out. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be on the block just passing them joints out, trying to get people in and that shit. Just like just handing the thing out for free, man. Like. Fuck selling that shit right now, you know what I'm saying? You got to get niggas into your music before you start selling it.
No, that. You ain't got no, like, YouTube or nothing out for none of the songs? No little, you know,
I ain't
YouTube
any
videos?
My man does all the technical shit, for real.
Okay.
And I just, you know what I'm saying, I just come on the joint, just set up. Say, I play the keyboards, I sing a little bit, I rap a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Alright. So, I mean, what's your, like, main role in the group?
I play the keyboard.
Okay, you the keyboard man, you the music man, beat man.
Yeah.
All right. So you make beats, though. Do you make beats for sale or just make beats for the group?
I make beats for the group, for real.
Oh, ain't nobody ever asked you, be like, man, damn, I like that. Let me buy that off for you.
I mean, they said, can I borrow that? I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead, you can borrow that, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't charging people nothing yet because, you know what I'm saying, I'm dedicating my music, you know what I'm saying, dedicating my band. So I'm trying to get us up there before I start doing my solo shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, because once you start, that's the old process.
It's all niggas from around my way, too, you know what I'm saying? Niggas I knew for a long time. It's like my brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we in this together, try and get this money sometime. But you know what I'm saying? Right now we in a joint for dedication for the music. I love music. You know?
Well, how many band members is it? How many are y'all is it?
Would you say it's like 12 people in a joint?
God damn! In a band?
Yeah.
I mean, is that average for DC bands or something?
Yeah, nah, cause look, you gotta have one person who's singing. You gotta have one person who's gonna be like the hype man. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna be just hyping it up? You gotta have one man who's gonna be the rapper. You know, you might need a backup singer, a backup mic. You're gonna need a keyboarder, a drummer, somebody on the timbales.
Oh, everything is live. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, everything's live. You know. Yeah.
That's one thing I do like about bands though. When that I mean, if you can jam live, I mean, put all your heart into it. That's the shit I like, boy. When you just see a month, see down here we do on Sundays we go out to a beach. We got a beach down here called Treasure Island. I mean, that bitch like 35 miles long. You know what I'm saying? So every Sunday, I promise you, it's like 200 people meet up on the beach. They all bring just any kind of thing. I mean, it was a dude out there last week sitting out there with his pots and pans set from the house. You know what I'm saying? They just bring anything that you can get a beat off of, they bring it out there, and they sit around this big-ass circle. They, you know, it's real ceremonial. You know what I'm saying? They light a little stick, a little smoke stick in the middle. I guess it's supposed to be like sage or something, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the hell that's supposed to be for, they be, you know. I like the music, though, because when they started, it's one dude, and just anybody at random will start a beat. And I mean, from off of that, I promise you, dog, you would want to bring your record out and record some of that shit. And it's just straight freestyle, no practice, no nothing. And these is black, white, poor, every nationality, people just coming together, sticks, shakers, drums, big drums, pipes, everything. And I mean, they make music.
Yeah,
and it's called a drum circle. So when you tell me, you know, y'all focus on a lot of drums. I mean, we do that, but it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not like a part of a band thing. It's just like, you know, we all get together, you know, sit out there, burn, you know what I mean, do our little thing, you know, keep the peace and everything. But, I mean, the scene at nighttime, you on the beach. Now, you got to think you on the beach. Women already have naked.
Yeah.
Nighttime hit? Oh, man, it just... You really feel the music then, you know what I mean? You really feel it. You can get your drink on and... You know what I'm saying? Getting to your little party mode. Yeah, it'd be a good time. It'd be a good time. I ain't never experienced. I got turned on to two of my homegirls, you know what I'm saying, who just into that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? They into, you know, just everything. Everything that's culturally enriching, they into that. And ain't because of their, you know, color. You know what I'm saying? They don't let no color affect them. You know what I'm saying? If it's all white folks there, they're just going to be the only two niggas in that mug, you know, and feeling comfortable.
Hey, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's real. Hey. You got to do it, man. You got to mingle with people that want to mingle with you.
Yeah.
That's what I believe in. You mingle with people. If you go on home to your hood and motherfuckers running you home every day and shit, you know what I'm saying, and you ain't doing nothing to be ran home, then get the fuck away from the motherfuckers and make them miss you and appreciate you. Go hang with the white boys. Get wasted like the white boys. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the white boys. One thing about white folks.
Yeah,
one thing
like,
about white folks. They going to buy the alcohol. They going to provide everything. They ain't going to tell you to bring nothing. They going to get offended. 9 times out of 10, they get offended when you bring something to the party.
Yeah, the white boys got this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm telling you.
Like, I was going to.
Oh, no, dude, man. Put that shit away, man. I got it. Fuck, I got it. We're going to get a whole fucking keg. Fuck your 12-pack. Damn. I'm going to get fucked up.
The white boys got it on the party tip, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I can't
yeah,
even
yeah.
fake, though, because
yeah,
I went to a school that was, like, all sports school, you know what I mean? Like, it was a school that they was vicious and shit in every sport, you know what I'm saying? Basketball, soccer, football, you know what I'm saying? Lacrosse, all that
couldn't
shit.
Couldn't party for shit, though.
The white boys can party like shit, man. I played soccer and shit. I played basketball too, but when I was playing soccer, I met a lot of white boys and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say I don't fuck with white boys, but you know what I'm saying? I'm a nigga with dreads. White boys see me, they just get the wrong impression. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So, anyways, I'm on the soccer team with these youngins. you know what I'm saying, it's after the game, it's a Friday night, this white boy was cool as shit, you know what I'm saying, me and him was probably the best on the team. He's like, there's a party. I'm like, all right. So I fucked around and went to my first white boy party. Go to the white boy party. He's in his got kegs, got the tree, got the bitches. I was
they
like,
they ain't got
damn.
The trees now. They got drove. They ain't got that, you know, that bull that
yeah,
we used to out there.
But you in Florida, so I know you got that loud, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm saying, in the hood, you just got some good. You might have mid and all this other kind of shit they want to call
I don't
it.
Even fuck with the mid, though. You know what I'm saying? And the loud, mo.
White is strictly dro, though. Blueberry, all that old white, all that shit that you hear about, like in Cali and all that. You don't hear that
boy,
down here, though.
I go in the joint, the white boys got everything, huh? And then on top of that, it's a big-ass house. A big-ass house full with bitches. And then they was playing beer pong and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a nigga from the city, so you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't really do that shit around my way. Niggas don't
at
do that
all.
Shit around my way actually.
At
so,
all.
Yeah, and I go to the joint and I see him playing a joint and the white bitches is on dicks fucked up like, yo, you cute, blah blah blah, won't you play with us? So you know what I'm saying, niggas start playing the pong, start getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? My homie was like, I got a guest room upstairs. Any bitch you fuck, you can fuck in the guest room, whatever. Just make sure, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you don't do nothing in my bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, cool, dog.
Now that's a beast party right there. That's the party
you
want to
talk about, dog. Like I'm saying, like bitches is so fucked up, dog. All you gotta do is pour them a cup and say let's go upstairs, and it's a wrap, dog. It's a wrap.
Dang.
It's a wrap.
Dang.
Hockey, man. White girls know how to suck dick good too, y'all.
Come on now, they creators of it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't practice on human beings at first. So believe you me, they got some other practice from artificial shit. So you know what I'm saying? You know, that's that European
head,
shit.
Their head is certified, man.
That's
certified.
European shit, there, boy. Man, I've been to Germany. I'm telling you. When you get it from the motherland, and
there's
I ain't
no
talking about Africa.
The huh? There's no other callers on the line. It's just me and you, homie.
No, it's my homeboy, Ballhead, but he at work. He from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? But he at work right now. So he listening. He on the line, but he listening. And then my homeboy, Goofy Bone in California, he in the chat room, and he in the tiny chat. That's really where we be on that tiny chat shit. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Be doing that. Yeah, but you know, I mean, my show is 2 hours long. You know what I'm saying? So people dump in for the first half because that's really, I just, you know, first half would be real informative. My second half, I get into more music.
So, I'm just getting hip to the BTR shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
what's
okay.
What's the shows right now that got some bitches on this joint, man?
I mean, like after this, I think my homeboy, he should be doing the show, 186 Deuce, and that's out of California. You know what I'm saying? That show is based out of California.
You know what time that joint's at?
What's that? Well, our time, see, it's like it's been going 2 o'clock, so I'm Eastern Standard Time is 2 o'clock. It's, a 3 hours difference.
So it started at
so
2 12. O'clock.
It'll be, yeah, what? 11, my bad, 11 o'clock. Yeah, 11 a.m.
Okay. 11
a.m. his time, yeah. What time is it there?
Over here, it's 1 light. It's like 1:45 type shit. PM.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we on the same Eastern Standard Time then.
Yeah. Where you from? You say you from Florida, right?
Yeah, down here in Tampa.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been out Orlando one time. That shit was lovely, man.
Yeah, old town. See, Old Town is our part of town, really. I mean, you
man,
I went
to Orlando, man, and seen some of the sexiest bitches, man. I was like,
hey,
damn, dog.
But you got to think.
White girls were like that. I was like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying?
You
one of my homies
think,
said.
Though,
one of my homies said, bro.
Them is Brazilians and all these other women, all the other kind of people that.
Hispanics out there.
Yeah. And because they come, but see, they come down here to go to Disney World. Yeah, all that old crap that's all that you know, Orlando was about. It's a tourist attraction. You know what I'm saying? That's what we go to, you know, we want to get away from Tampa, and we get tired of Busch Gardens and the little large park crap that we got here. The main partying, goes down in Old Town. That's where, you know, the classic is held every year between FAMU and Bethune. And that look like Freaknik, you know what I'm saying, like Atlanta Freaknik. You know, it's just crazy. Old Town really, Old Town got it. And it's so funny, but Old Town got them got a bunch of retirees. I mean, a bunch of old people that live there. And you wouldn't tell, though, as hard as they be partying.
Hey.
You would not tell as much as they be partying.
The way I see it, though, I mean, it looks like it's a, like, I mean, it looks like life is a little bit hard just because the expenses and all that shit. But I feel like Florida is like a great place to, like, once you're successful, you got your bread, and you can just sit the fuck down and just do nothing. That's
perfect.
Florida,
perfect place.
Man, one of the two, dog. You got it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? Not no time soon, but yeah, y'all, like, in the future, sometime maybe in the next 20 years, 10, 15, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just rest my head down, give me a little nice little house, and just chill and just, yeah, enjoy life, you know?
Yeah. That's, man, I shit.
You know,
I show you.
It's just so much to appreciate. Like, you just come outside, you're like, damn, the weather's nice. You go outside, you see some bad bitches, like, damn, they got some badass bitches. Damn, the food is good. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much to appreciate over there, man. Over here, it's just a lot of problems out here, man. Too many problems, man. But there's so many problems
you,
in the
one
world.
Thing, one thing that's a problem over here, though, I mean, as long as you – see, that's the whole thing. You have to have a mentality wherever you go. If you got a mentality that I'm going to come to your city and I'm going to be as thuggish as the niggas that's in the city, then you're already shooting yourself wrong.
Yeah,
you come down
here. I'm a nigga from the city who be chilling, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you could tell. Like, a lot of people from the city can't even speak. Like, you know what I'm saying? The way they talk English is very improper. The grammar, everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm an educated nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. I feel like education is the key to life, the key to success. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that.
Real shit.
No, that's what it's all about. That's what I do a lot on my show. I play a lot of music.
You know what I'm saying? I know you probably heard somebody who talks from D.C., you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, yeah, Mo, you know what I'm saying?
Be real hype about it.
You would hear that shit and you'd be like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's ain't talking to a New York cat. You know what I'm saying?
You got some New York cats that's humble.
Then you got some that just over New York. You know what I'm saying, son? No, God. You know, B, this is... What the hell is you talking about? What is you saying?
Like, what are you talking about, man?
But they come down. This is what kills me. If you come down here to the South, we speak slow and we speak with a Southern slang and dialect. If you come down here and you talking at a million miles an hour, and then you saying, "Son, God be," it's another couple other names that people be using when they come down here. And then wondering, you know what I'm saying, why we catch an attitude. Like, bro, you got to adapt to your surroundings. If I come up to NY, yeah, I'm gonna use the language. I ain't finna come up there and be, what's up, dog? I'm chilling like a villain, man. You already know it ain't nothing but a thing but a chicken wing. What the hell did I just say?
Niggas gonna be looking at you like
what
where you from, cuz? You know what I'm saying? New York niggas.
Quickly, and because they don't use dog, they don't even really use cuz up there. We use cuz all the time. What's up, cuz? Hey, cuz. What's up, auntie? And we talking about just young girls. You know what I'm saying? I see a fine chick walking by. I be like, what's up, auntie? You feel me? Hey, cuz. What it do,
shit,
yeah. But see, everybody
you
else.
You know what we
unks
out
hey,
here,
mom.
Huh? You know what
hey,
an unk is out here?
What's it?
An unk in the city. Is calling, that's a crackhead.
That's
what
we
call
them bases. Yeah, we call them bases.
Be like, look at that
unk
ass nigga over there, you know what I'm saying? That's the term.
Yeah, everybody got their own slang. That's what makes us all individuals and makes us all special for our own city, you know what I'm saying? Makes us unique for our spots and our sets. And that's why you rep your hood. I rep my hood everywhere I go, you know what I'm saying? I ain't finna come in there and try to, you know, scream 813 all around.
But I won't. I'll never forget where I came from. Type shit.
That's my whole thing. You know, you were in NY, but the whole time all you talk about is Tampa is the shit. That's all we do is down there in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Tampa, man. Fuck New York City, nigga. Yeah, Tampa is the shit. You can't. How you gonna say that in another nigga state? How you gonna say? But cats come down here thinking that the South is slow, and then when they get their wig split, you know what I'm saying? And somebody done popped off in their mouth real quick. Then they like, oh, why you do that? Because you just can't come down here just running off, you know what I'm saying, at the mouth of nobody. Black folks is violent people. We just peaceful on the outside.
Yeah.
But if you get a nigga wrong, yeah, he gonna get extra stupid with you. So that's anywhere you go. That ain't got nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, Tampa. That ain't got nothing to do with D.C., Boston, or anywhere. It's just that's the state of mind we all in. We all operate on that wish a nigga would. I wish a nigga would take my motherfucking sandwich right now. I'ma bust his ass. I wish a nigga would go talk to my girl. I go over there and I punch him in his face. You feel me?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what. But every time you think now, you know what I'm saying. You gotta think back on your thinking. That's what
you
said.
I wanna let y'all hear a song, man. Tell me what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Is that cool if I play a song?
Yeah, I'm running, dog. This is what we do.
All right. Check this out.
But check it out. Introduce it, though. Don't just half step. Go ahead and tell us everything. You know what I'm saying?
This new invasion band, Let's Get Naked. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Naked.
Y'all check it out. Right. Here we go. About design, man. That's like a year old, but would you like design?
I can vibe with that.
That's
slower.
Like
that's
old,
a little bit slower.
Really,
yeah, that's like slower than what I heard. Cause I mean, a lot of the shit I be hearing, it's like your music like times four though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sped up like four octaves, like real fast.
Yeah.
And that I can understand. You know, I can hear the hook. You know what I'm saying? I can actually vibe with the song because I understand. That's one thing about me and music is I have to have an understanding with what the hell I'm listening to.
Yeah, I feel you. You can't just,
you
know
what
I'm saying? Be jamming to the joint. You know what I'm saying? That was me on the
keys.
Yeah,
and you don't know. Even Spanish music. I mean, I like Spanish music for the beat. But, I mean, it just still comes to a point.
That's the only one thing, though. The only one thing is that's our old singer. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't really good. You know what I'm saying? I try to give y'all like a little vibe. We got way better. You know what I'm saying? That's an old singer. He don't play with us no more. Cause
what?
And he was kind of a little bit off on the words. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
That's the dude that was doing in the club. We with the how did the hook go?
Well, you got me singing.
He was singing. Yeah, you kept singing something in the club.
Oh, in the club. Yeah, in the club. He said in the club, the girl's going to take their clothes off or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Strip club. It's called
Let's Get
Naked.
Oh, in the club, girl, go to take the clothes off. Okay. I kept hearing. I mean, but see, I have to rehear it again, too, because it's a lot to listen to. When it comes to y'all music, I mean, you got, 12 damn instruments playing. I'm hearing
this
beat
is, I've been
here.
Doing right here. I mean, tell me what you think about this one. All right. This is a little slower one. You know, it is a pocket beat right here.
A pocket beat.
Yeah, listen to how slow it is, you know what I'm saying?
But that all the people that came home to walk in this man. Also that get up on poor Joe. Right. Can't forget about that CTU, that THC, baby. Come on, girl, let's go. Can't think about that kid named Drew either. His name's Drew. Drew, who the hell put it, Drew? Come on, man. Save me the money, we go ahead and get it in today. Y'all ready? Well, they did. That's it.
What you think about that,
player? Yeah, I mean that's straight. I mean, I can see. I got to figure out y'all dances though too. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever heard of Beat Your Feet Kings? You know what I'm talking about?
B-U-B Kings.
Beat Your Feet Kings. Beat Your Feet.
Oh, okay. No, I ain't heard of them.
Have you ever seen the Wale music video? The new Wale music video. You know Wale, right?
No, because I don't watch TV.
You don't know who Wale is, the artist?
No.
He be on MTV and shit like that?
No. Hey, he rap, not Talib Kweli?
No. This is, okay, I found a song I was looking for. This is a song, this is a good song. I think you might like it. It's more music into it, it's like more singing, you know what I'm saying?
I just want to let you know that the show is over.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that. What we on right now is kind of like a VIP hour, you know what I'm saying? So So, I mean, the show, it's not airing live, though. It's, like, recorded right now.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, get some opinions. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
I just think
you got to do some shit if you ain't trying to hit it, you know what I'm saying?
No, you straight. I'm just letting you know so you ain't thinking other people are listening right now. It ain't nothing but me.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's cool. I like to get, like, different opinions from different people because you all the way out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get my music across to, like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, all types of genres of music, you know what I'm saying? Some people mess with rock, some people mess with jazz, some people mess with hip-hop, some people mess with R&B, you know what I mean? I'm trying to mix all of that into, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of a little bit what Go-Go is, but the new era is kind of a little bit, like, fucking it up and shit. But, like, check this shit out. This is a superstar joint. It's called Superstar New Invasion.
Let me see if you can hear me.
you think about that, man?
Now, that you, is that, like, progressive, like, you know what I'm saying, old, better, and then getting, you know what I'm saying, what we're working on now?
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you know what I'm saying, this is a little bit ago, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, each one of them sounded different, but you know what I'm saying? It's like they improved, like, song for song for song.
Yeah. This is probably about, like, 2-3 months ago. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no recent stuff on my computer. Actually, I had to go on this website, you know what I'm saying, that I uploaded some songs a while ago. I only got, like, a couple songs in the train, Pierre.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but what you think about that? I mean, you think it was all right?
Yeah, that's all right. Nah, I mean, would I play it in the club? No, because I don't know what kind of dance they're going to do to it. You feel me?
Something you can, you know what I'm saying, sit back.
Something you can listen to,
with
it,
young,
yeah.
You know what
yeah, you can sit there and buy it. I mean, I'm bouncing
my
head to it.
That one was a little bit more singer. That's our new singer, you know what I'm saying? The old singer was kind of some garbage. This is a new singer, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, you can hear him singing, too. You know what I'm saying?
He actually sang, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He actually sang. So, yeah, that was that's a nice little track, though. So, I mean, send me some tracks, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Send me what you know, three tracks that you want to get out there.
What's the other joint you was talking about that's going to have some bait? I mean, some girls on the joint.
Say who now?
I said, what's that other joint you said that's going to have some girls at 2 o'clock on it?
Oh, okay. No, his show on now, that's 186 Deuce. That's the California show. He normally,
you know what the number is?
Yes. The call-in number?
Yeah.
Is 347-324-5265.
All right, man. It was good. It was nice getting to know you, man. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm just an unsigned artist, man. Just trying to get up there sometime, man. But you know what I mean?
That's what everybody in the world doing. I'm an unheard DJ that's trying to get artists out there. You feel me? So, hey.
Yeah, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get my music out there to every crowd, not just the D.C. thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it worldwide, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get some people in Japan jamming to the joint. You know what I'm saying? Just all around the world, man.
This is your first step. It's just, you know what I'm saying, at least logging on and start the networking. You feel me? But I mean,
yeah, man. I appreciate it, though, man.
You're gonna definitely, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna be right. Call in, holler at Cali, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he run a little different show, you know what I'm saying, than what I do. But that's all we do is support any artist. So, you know what I'm saying? You send the music to me, him. So that's music coming from Florida over to Cali. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's how we network. So I'm gonna get back at you though. I'm finna call into the show too.
Oh, all right. So I'm gonna holler at you on the show. I'm about to be in there in a second.
All right.
All right, son. All right.
Peace.
Yo, what up, Smelly?
Yo. Are we on live?
You have reached the home of David and Linda Roundtree and the office of DJ Smells So Good. All solicitor calls will not be answered or acknowledged. Please take us off of your return list. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.